Hi, I'm Paul Woodedge, D-Day historian, a battlefield tour guide in Normandy, France. I offer tours of the D-Day landing beaches of 1944, along with my partner Magali. If you would like to find out more, see my website at ddayhistorian.com and my partner Magali's at ddayforyou.com. I am proud to be supporting the Ross Owen Show.
This is Ross Owen.
Virus database has been updated.
This is Ross Owen. They really know their shite.
Why, this is bigger than the Whispering Steeple in Kansas City.
This is Ross Owen.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
7 years of college down the drain.
This is Ross Owen.
Great Scott! What the devil are they doing?
The Ross Owen Show is sponsored by ddayhistorian.com, Airdrieonian Supporters Trust, and Osprey Global.
Black Sky Radio.
Okay, earlier in the week, I spoke to singer-songwriter Andrew Barge, a 23-year-old busker from Troon in Scotland. He's just released his latest EP, and we're going to play one of the tracks from the EP right now, and then I'm going to play you the recording of my chat with Andrew Barge. So this track is called Little Lost on Black Sky Radio.
If your mind is set 10 years ahead, and you're worried about waking up in a lonely bed, you can close your eyes, don't forget, 'cause one day I'll find you. So sorry if I'm taking a while trying to find my way. I'm a little lost, but I won't be long. Don't wait up for me. You can live your life and in good time, setting your heart free. So you can close your eyes, there's no need to play. One day you'll find me. And if you're staring out your window and you're losing yourself in the shadows, you can close your eyes and don't forget one thing. It's as sure as the sun sets, soon we will see what love really means. I've taken some hits along the road, and that's what's leading me to you. So wherever you are, no matter how far, I promise I'll be there soon. If we meet by chance or if fate has the answer, it can possibly be untrue. So you can close your eyes, I'm gonna prove one day I'll find you. And if you're staring out your window and you're losing yourself in the shadows, you can close your eyes and don't forget one thing. It's as sure as the sun sets, soon we will see what love really
That was Little Lost, a song by Andrew Barge, an up-and-coming singer from Troon in Scotland. And Andrew is with me now. That song's from his latest EP, and he's going to tell us all about it and how he got started in this business. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Fantastic to be here, Ross.
We first met because you're a journalist with the local paper.
Yes, I am.
Airdrie Coatbridge Advertiser. And I was very surprised to find out that you're actually a musician.
Well, it's never been something I've wanted to do by trade. It's always been just something on the side as a hobby. But the more and more that I do it, the more passionate I get about it. So I'm really pleased that the kind of EP's happened, and hopefully as many people as possible can listen to it and enjoy it.
So how did you get started? I mean, how old are you now?
I'm 23 now.
23. When did you start playing?
Started playing guitar in sixth year at school. I had my free periods. In between classes or at lunchtime, I would go to the music department. I've always been a music fan. My dad's a massive music fan, and growing up listening to all sorts. And just fancied maybe seeing how I could teach myself guitar. Picked up a guitar. Music teacher was happy for me to take it into one of the wee practice rooms. Really enjoyed it and just kept it going from there. I wouldn't say I'm a guitarist, I'd say I'm a singer, but my guitar playing was okay, that I was able to start writing songs, practice covers, ended up getting a few gigs in my hometown Troon, and from there it just kind of kept going. And when I moved to Glasgow to study at Glasgow Cali Uni, I studied journalism there, and instead of getting a job in retail or behind a bar or anything, I decided to start busking, trying to earn a bit of money that way, and it's just kept going. That's how I saw myself through uni, yeah, so it was great.
So where were you busking?
Buchanan Street, which is the second busiest shopping centre.
In Glasgow?
Yeah, it's Buchanan Street in Glasgow. It's the second busiest street for shopping in the UK, behind Oxford Street in London, statistically anyway. So a lot of people walking past. You never know who you're going to see. That's the good thing I like about it. People are often coming up to speak to me. I've had a few wedding bookings from it, gigs, stuff like that. People dropping their business cards. It's really exciting because, for a start, you don't know how much you're going to earn. You don't know who's going to be walking past, and it's a great place to try out new things, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to think less of you.
Sure.
If you're standing in the middle of the street singing, I mean, quite a lot of people say to me, oh, it takes guts to do that, and they're right, but it's something that doesn't get me nervous anymore, and it's a great place to try something different. If I've learnt a new song for the first time, I've got no hesitations about trying it on the street. Yeah.
And before you wrote songs, what kind of stuff were you playing? Who was your influences?
My biggest influence is John Mayer.
John Mayer, I love John Mayer. There's a song of his I like called Your Body is a Wonderland. Is that one of the ones you do?
See, when I started gigging in my hometown when I was like 18, 19 in the bars, I did play that one, but it's I've not done it in ages, but it was one of the first, because it was one of my favourite songs.
Great,
it was one
track
of the first ones I learned, then. Gravity is a very easy tune. I learned that. That was one of the first ones I learned. Your Body is a Wonderland, Slow Dancing. I've got a good Free Falling, that's one of my favourite songs. In Your Atmosphere, that one's a bit too difficult. Free Falling is one of the ones that I would do when I'm busking. I think that's one of his more, even though it's a cover, it's one of his more famous ones.
So. And has he influenced your songwriting as well?
Definitely not as bluesy as John Mayer. He went through his country phase recently, so I wouldn't say it's as country as him. A few people have said to me there's quite a country feel to the EP, but it's definitely not as bluesy or rocky as John Mayer.
Sure. Now, we played one of the tracks from the EP there. Tell us about the other tracks.
Well, All I've Ever Known is the one that's the title track. The reason that I kind of put a bit of emphasis on that is because I wrote that with my friend Mikey. He's the one who's actually gave me the opportunity to do the EP. He's a musical business student.
Right.
And as part of his course, he had to see an artist through the recording process and put on a gig launch for them and stuff like that. So I'm one of the ones that he picked. So I thought it was quite apt that I would put that song on it, considering he's helped me so much.
Sure.
So that one's actually about the Scottish national team, the football team.
Is it
and,
really?
If you listen to the lyrics, it's about how we're so me and Mikey are massive fans, we go to all the games, and it's actually about how we're so desperate to reach a World Cup, but we keep getting let down at the last minute. If you were to listen to it without knowing the background, you wouldn't know it was about.
It stands alone as a song.
Yeah, but if you know what it's about, then the lyrics would kind of make sense to
okay.
you.
Okay, what other tracks are on the EP?
Well, Little Loss is the first one. That's kind of, the way I'd describe it is kind of a letter. It's as if you're writing a letter to the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, but you haven't met yet.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of basis for that one. Track number two, River, that's about a breakup that I had a couple of years ago. And Sober is, that's the last song in the EP. Sober is about, I was kind of chatting to a girl last year and it fell apart, but I didn't want it to, basically. That was kind of the way it went around. I've had quite a lot of people say that my lyrics and the ideas behind my songs are normally quite deep. I've got a good bunch of songs. These are just four. I've got about 15 or so I could have picked from, I think, but these four are my favourites, and they all are kind of, the lyrics all are kind of deep, I think.
So they're all based in real life experiences?
Definitely, real life experiences. Little Lost, I wrote that four years ago, maybe.
Right.
And it started off as a really kind of slow song. It was very relaxed, and then as it progressed, and as I was putting like kind of guitar lines and stuff like that towards it to the EP. It kind of built up and built up, and now it's just kind of this upbeat, happy song. And
sure.
Yeah. So it's quite nice the way it's progressed, and a few of the other ones have as well. The two about the one about the breakup and the one about me wanting to see a girl was that they're kind of both of the slow ones.
Okay.
But the other two are upbeat and they're supposed to be kind of happy songs.
We've already played Little Lost.
Yeah.
So which song should we play just now?
This is the one that I wrote last year. It's called Sober. It's one of the ones that I've written recently that I really enjoy. So yeah, this would be Sober.
Take the highway through my mind. See, I think about you all the time. Take the back roads through my brain. See, the only thing I hear is your name. You're behind the wheel and it's driving me insane. We had just begun and I want to try again. Bathing in the sun, now I'm drowning in the rain. So just please don't say it's over, say it's over. 'Cause I could feel us getting stronger, getting stronger. I just need some proper closure, proper closure. I'll have trouble staying sober, staying sober. Do anything, I won't exaggerate. You're behind the wheel and it's driving me insane. If you're needing time, then you know that I will wait. Bathing in the sun, now I'm drowning in the rain. So just please don't say it's over, say it's over. 'Cause I could feel us getting stronger, getting stronger. I just need some proper closure, proper closure. 'Cause I'll have trouble staying sober, staying sober. Say it's over. 'Cause I could feel us getting stronger, getting stronger. I just need some proper closure, proper closure. 'Cause I'll have trouble staying sober, staying sober.
There we go. That was Sober by Andrew Barge, and another one of the songs off his EP. Now, you've written these songs. What's the plans for the EP?
Well, I've actually had quite a lot of opportunities coming from already. It only came out a week ago. Obviously, through my work, I know quite a lot of people that can help me get places. I'm going to be playing at a Comet Relief thing tonight, actually.
Okay.
So that's going to be quite handy.
Whereabouts is that?
It's a telethon at the BT Tower, you know, the place where all the calls are kind of flooded into. And they have a wee party before they all sit down and do their night shift. I think they have a few drinks and just get loads of pizzas in and stuff like that. There's going to be about 200 folk there, so that'll be pretty good. There's going to be a Sunday Mail Young Scot Awards next month, which I'm going to be playing at. And there's going to be an EP launch. As I said, Mikey McCallum, he's the boy that put me through the EP. Me and one of my best friends, Lewis Irons. Mikey chose him as well. We're both the artists. So we're both doing an EP launch on the same night in Glasgow. That's on the 20th. And that's something that we're both really, really looking forward to. I can't wait, because I'm going to be playing with my full band. My dad's going to be playing on stage with me, so that's going to be nice. And everyone's really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
What's the band called?
I don't have a name. I always said, though, that I'm a massive Prison Break fan. And I always said if I formed a band, I would call them Fox River. Because that's the prison in Prison Break. But it's not a long-term project. It's just they're just going to see me through this EP. I've never tried to form a band, but it's something that's always been in the back of my mind.
Live performances, you mentioned a couple. Where else can people come and see you live?
Honestly, the best place to see me is on Buchanan Street.
So you're still doing the busking thing?
Not as often now, because I've been living back in Ayrshire. It's like an hour to get them down the road. But I'm moving back up to Glasgow next month, and it's going to be 10 minutes for me to get onto Buchanan Street, so I'm going to be doing it a lot more. I'm going to hopefully burn the tracks onto CDs.
Yeah.
I'll have them in my case if anybody wants to chuck a bit of money in, and they can take a CD home with them. More than welcome to do that.
Okay.
Gig-wise...
See what horizon.
Yeah, see what comes. But when I was at uni, I was offered gigs here and there, but normally it was kind of midweeks to not many people in a pub kind of thing. And I would rather play to, even though they're not there to watch me, I'd rather play to thousands of folk on Buchanan Street who are walking up and down. If the best part of busking for me, the money's great, but the best part for busking for me is if somebody stops in their tracks and turns around and listens to you, you know that you've caught their ear. And if somebody takes out their phone and starts filming you, or comes up afterwards, or when you finish your song and compliments you, that was great, can I get your stuff online, that kind of stuff. That makes it all worthwhile for me. And that's another good thing about the EP, because I've not really had anything online for them to check out. A few terribly recorded acoustic covers and a few things on YouTube and SoundCloud and whatnot, but I've not had anything done professionally like this.
Sure. So you're still busking in Glasgow. Do you have a website that people can visit and find out more about you?
No, I'm not professionally done one. I've got a Facebook page.
Okay.
That's where I'm, now that the EP's out, I'm going to hopefully be using that to promote my stuff a lot more. It's Andrew Barge Music.
Can you tell them how to spell your
name? Yeah, second name's spelled B-A-R-G-H.
Okay, Andrew Barge.
Andrew Barge Music, B-A-R-G-H. And that's where I kind of link all my stuff, whether it's a cover that I've uploaded or a new original song that I want people to hear, news about a gig, or if I'm going to be going busking, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's good. So people can catch up there.
Yeah. Now that the EP's out, I'm going to be using that a lot more to kind of promote myself.
And Twitter?
Got a Twitter. I use that mainly for work purposes, to kind of look for stories and stuff like that and keep up with
but
the
people
football.
Can follow you there.
Yeah, they can follow me there. I'm actually Andy on Twitter, so it's Andy_Barge.
Okay.
B-A-R-G-H. And on Insta, I post quite a bit of music on Insta. So that's Andrew_Barge, B-A-R-G-H.
Okay, brilliant. So, first of all, thanks for coming and having this chat
pleasure.
With us. It's great to hear you. I must tell you, in a few weeks, we've got another, talking about buskers, you've probably seen the viral video. Oh, there we go. Proof that we're in the pub.
the phone's
ringing in the background. Taxi for Ross Owen. We've got a great band coming on. The lead singer is a great front man, and they're a busking band from Europe.
All right.
And you might not know their name, but I'm sure you've probably seen the cover version of that they do, the cover version of Minnie the Moocher that they do. It's became viral. They're called Brothers Moving.
Right, okay.
The band, okay? You might not know that.
No.
The guy is just such a great front man, and they do Minnie the... Do you know Minnie the Moocher?
I'm not familiar.
It's on Twitter. It's on YouTube. Brothers Moving, Minnie the Moocher. They're great. They've gone from... busking to being world famous now, and so Esben, the lead singer, is coming on the show, so I'm looking forward to that.
Have you seen the Show Hawk Duo?
No
on YouTube. They're these guys that turn like old trance stuff from the 90s and do acoustic, and they just do it. They don't sing, they just do covers of it on their strings.
Oh.
No. Show Hawk Jewel, right? I'll link you up with that. They're absolutely okay. Brilliant. They do like Faithless and stuff like that, and it, like Insomnia, but they just use, someone plays a chord, someone plays a melody, but it's very
good. Oh, brilliant. Good. Showhawk.
Showhawk Jewel.
Showhawk Jewel.
Yeah. My dad introduced me to this guy's music when I was 9 or 10, called Jackson Rom. He's from America. Really small time guy. He's not signed to a label or anything like that. He just records and sells his CDs online. Six or seven albums, brilliant. I've no idea how he's not made it, so to say. And when I went on holiday to America with my family, 2010, I sent him fan mail, right, just basically saying, oh, I'm coming out to America, it'd be great if you were gigging any of these places while we're over. And he wasn't actually planning to, but he arranged to go, and we were staying in DC with my cousins, and he arranged to play a gig over there at that time so that we could go and watch him from Scotland. And he spent about an hour sitting with us, chatting away, and he's one of my biggest influences as well. Again, he's another country guy, something that I wouldn't really say that I'm largely into, but he's another one of my influences, definitely. Right. He was so down to earth with us, and his music's brilliant, really good. One thing I would say, I'm definitely not after global fame. If I was going to have a career in music, I think I would maybe want to be more of a songwriter than a performer. If I was to be a successful artist that can tour and stuff like that, playing arenas or whatever, that'd be brilliant. But I would hate to get to the point, I'm not saying this is ever going to happen, I don't think it will, but I would hate to get to the point where you're getting stopped when you're walking down the street every 2 minutes, kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's not what I'm about. The more people that hear music I've written, the better, and if they enjoy it, great. But that's all, really.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you to Andrew Bars for joining us on the show. Coming up very shortly, we're going to be speaking to Robin Lang from River City and Band of Brothers. He's just finished up in River City. He's just been killed off this week. D.I. Donald. And most of you listeners out there will know him as Babe Heffron from Band of Brothers. But in the meantime, let's listen to Andrew Bard's This Is All I've Ever Known.
Oh, you're all I've ever known.
The Ross Owen Show is sponsored by DDayHistorian.com, Airdrieonian Supporters Trust, and Osprey Global.
Black Sky Radio.